again.
But. Okay, so 148. I think we started it, but Yeshuanas wants to start it again, so we're going to start it again.
Yeah.
And then I want to stop.
148 is a big gematria. We haven't done gematrias in a long time. 148 is huge.
Amuna.
Stop it. If you don't know what Amuna is, then Amuna is 102. Enough of that. 148 is, first of all, it's Kemach, Pesach, and Nachman. Okay.
Nachman?
Yeah, Nachman. Oh. Rabbi Nachman. Here we go.
Ravla.
Dude, once you have a ratio at 200, I'm confused.
Sam. He's already ad lo yadoing. He's preparing. All right, here we go. It is written.
Are you being funny at 6 o'clock?
Sam muted. Peace. It is written. Just as the father chastises his son, so Hashem, your God, chastises you. We see that suffering and punishments should be viewed as part of a father-son relationship, which is a relationship of love. Vav, it's supposed to be, at least. If one enters more deeply into the world of Yira, one finds Hashem inside the Yira and discovers his love for him, his, God's love for him. In this way, one cleaves to Hashem through the Yira. You find love. Love is the most important midah for Dveikus, right? Emunah is very important, but to be Dovuk, you need a little bit more than that. You need Ahava, because cleaving Dveikus means making something one, two things that are one, being Dovuk. Ahava is that midah. Ahava is Gematria Echad. Ahava is the midah when two things love each other, whether it's two pieces of wood that love each other through some glue, you know, some Devik. Glue is Devik, right? Dveikus is that which that binds us. It's that, right? So when we are connecting, sometimes the glue could be Amunah, but through that Ahava, we become one with. That was last year's dinner? 2 years ago dinner?
Years.
2 years ago? Okay. That was Ahava.
How far back can you go?
Right, this year is a different Indian. It's a little bit of Euro. Yeah. But you're that brings us closer, obviously. Obviously. You can't make a dinner on real Euro. You're not gonna get any money. Come on. You're gonna get any money here.
With a video like these, you can make.
Well, we're going to find out tonight, Mitzvah Hashem. In this way, one cleaves to Hashem through Yira. Yira, after all, is a positive mitzvah in the Torah. Positive. And the word mitzvah is related to the word tzav, a connection. Every mitzvah has to be connecting you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. At the very least, you're doing what He commands. But even more than that, He commands is only that which helps us. Therefore, all the commandments are from His love. Because He wants to connect to us. He wants us to become better. We have to look at all mitzvahs like that. And any mitzvah that we struggle with, and admit that's difficult for us, we have to stop and then we have to analyze. Why is this difficult? Why is this making me feel more distant from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? A person doesn't like to do a certain mitzvah. Maybe it's because it puts too much pressure on him. Too much pressure. I can't do this. It's too much pressure. So first of all, you have to know, are you doing the mitzvah appropriately or are you doing chumras? First of all, you have to work on the chumras thing. If you're doing chumras, kick it in the can. That's not what we're supposed to be doing chumras. Basic mitzvah, basic halacha. If that's what you're doing and it's still bothering you, well, why? What inside of you is not allowing you to connect to this mitzvah, which is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's love? It's supposed to benefit me. What's holding me back? What inside of me? What problem do I have? Right. That's where we have to start. It's not God's problem. It's my problem. What is being ma'akiv me? And sometimes it could be a person's just atzlus. Right, a lot of mitzvahs. He just wants to be lazy. He doesn't want to go to shul. He doesn't want to learn. He just rather just relax, whatever. Not a bad guy.
Sure.
He wants to chill. But that's why. So you're having a negative feeling towards this mitzvah. But that's because you have the negativity. Not the mitzvah's not a problem. You're the problem. So we have to at least locate that. The ikkar always is to have the understanding, the recognition, the awareness, the consciousness of what the issue is. You can't start unless you don't have that. And if that's all you get to for like 6 months, great. Just recognize that it's your own atzlus and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's overbearingness. That's a big difference. Because so easily we just point, it's his fault, when really, come on man, three fingers are always pointing back at you, we know that.
But won't the atzlus lead to atzlus?
Can atzlus lead to atzlus?
Yeah, I'm saying if he's recognizing he's lazy, he's going, oh, I'm a lazy guy.
That's if he has other issues where he can't handle that he's got something to work on.
And then you need a therapist.
Then you need a therapist. He has a lot of things to work on. I mean, we all have to realize we're all chaser. We're born chaser. That's what the Indian of Mila. You're born chasar, even though you have extra. It's really a chisaron. And we have to work on it through life. We all have chisaronos. We're just perfect. Yeah. We have to learn how to handle. This was actually a big change. Really a big change in my life. I remember I was learning a certain sefer. Actually, it's right here. This sefer. It's more of a litvish sefer. I was learning it many years ago in Yeshiva Gedola. It's called Olam Amidus. Very simple. One day we should really learn it. Very simple. But he gets in deep because of its simplicity. And I don't remember where it was. I just remember I had this. I remember where I was sitting in Yeshiva Gedola. And maybe someone had chisronos or covered or something. And a chisron means a hole in you. Like you're lazy, you have this bad, me the bad. So we try, our ego tries to hide from that. And it will fight to the death to not let us recognize that we have a bad midah. It will. So therefore, you're always fighting against who you are. Doesn't mean you are a lazy person. It means you have an issue, you have to work on it. It's like you have a cut. Okay, you have a cut and it hurts and you have to put on cream and put on Band-Aid and you know, wait till it heals. What's the difference between laziness? We take it more to heart. Because that's like I'm a bad guy. I'm lazy, I'm a bad guy. That's the quick transition to atzus. Right? I'm lazy, therefore I'm bad, which is wrong. When a person recognizes that, I have chesronos. Very simple. I have chesronos. Everybody has chesronos. Kadosh Baruch Hu built me in a way that I have chesronos. And my tachlis in life is to just want to work on it. Just want to work on it. That will bring me to work on it. And maybe that'll fill me up. But the point is that I have chesronos and I want to work on it. Turn the whole thing into a way of confidence. Own up to it. I have chesronos. I have a lot of chesronos. And I worked on a lot of them. Because of that, I was able to say, I have this, I have that, I have this. But I want to work on it. Once you say, I want to work on it. Okay. And it sounds a lot easier than... It was like it was an experience. It's like, it was an explosion. It's like so simple. It's like, yeah, I have chesronos, so what? And let's work on it. Okay. So what? It was almost like that. So what? We care. We hold back. We fight ourselves. So what? Who cares? These words are so powerful. We care about everybody else's thing. Who cares? No one even cares about, you know, the only person who cares about is yourself, your wife, and your kids. Otherwise, no one really cares about you. No one cares about you. They don't care about you. They're so busy with their own stuff. Not in a bad way. Everybody's busy with their own stuff. We think that everybody, like, we're so embarrassed. How we have this? Everybody's like looking at us. No one, everybody's worried about the next dollar they're going to make. They're not worried about your midas. Just there's a lot of simplicity.
It's like they say, like when you're 20, you're worried everybody's looking at you. Like you're 40, like you don't care anymore.
So just not care at 20.
Right.
You know. I guess it's a lot simpler. I guess you have to like a.
So you can't accept your teva, your nature. You can't say it's just my nature. It's just this is the way I am. I can't change it. There's nothing about your nature, your teva.
It's my teva, and my obligation is to try to do what I can do. That's it. If I change it, great. If I don't, it's never about results. We have to get this out of our heads. Never is Yiddishkeit about results. It's about trying, hishtadlus. But you actually have to try, right?
Yeah, that
Kaddish Baruch Hu decides results.
The comment usually comes with like, "I'm not trying." Like, it's my nature.
That's what I'm saying. That's the part of the you have to overcome that.
Is how Kaddish Baruch Hu created me. I don't want to say the word teva. It is how Kaddish Baruch Hu created me, and I'm going to work to perfect myself. Just that's the whole point of life.
Right? No, I understand. I'm just saying there's that anti, or maybe it's the Yitzhahara where you
maybe
yes
that it's the. It's your nature, so of I can't course. Really work on
my nature, it's my nurture, it's my his genetic, fault, it's her fault.
It's yeah. funny, that is literally the point why you're here, is to work on that.
Right.
But that's the funny part. People are like, I can't work on it, it's my nature. I'm like, yeah. That's why you're here.
No, I understand. I'm saying the resistance to that yeah. approach yeah. is maybe, you know, what holds people back.
Of course.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to mechazik ourselves. We're...
That's why you're here.
Hi. It's once you turn the corner, you see how silly it was the whole time you weren't doing it. It's so silly not to be taking, you know, the bull by the horns and just one step at a time. There's no, we built all these expectations. We built all this fear. It's we built it. There's no taskmaster above us smashing us over the head. Sometimes you heard it from yeshivas if you were in that world sometimes, and you're still hearing it today, which is a problem because you're not there anymore. You broke away from everything else about that system, but you still hold on to what they said in those schmoozing. I'm not saying it's a bad system, but for some people, it didn't work out. But they still, it's unbelievable. They literally break away. I speak to these guys. They break away from everything else. Mm-hmm. They're bechal not learning. They're not wearing yeshiva shakul. They're not anything. But yet they still hold on to certain things they heard, and they'd rather die, die than, like, I'm telling you, ready for this? It's unbelievable. It's really crazy. And I'm not blaming the yeshiva world. So people also have to be human beings and think for yourselves. What?
People need to grow up.
You have guys now. So they got burned in the system because they were force fed a certain limit of learning that they didn't necessarily enjoy. It was too early for them. It wasn't the right style. Whatever it was force fed to them for years. Now, any kid who was force fed a certain food for a long time, what happens when he gets older? He spits out. He's sick. And he's never going to touch it ever again. I'm not touching green peas. Right. You know. So now they can't even touch any learning. Why? Because when they think, well, you know, I really should learn something. Okay, so what should I learn? I should have to learn Gemara. Why have to learn Gemara? Because that's what they were taught. You have to learn Gemara. But I don't like Gemara. So I can't learn anything. No, but sir, you know, you could learn Chumash. You could learn, you tell them. You could, there's so many things. No, but that's not really learning. I have to learn Gemara. No, but you're not going to learn Gemara because you don't like it. I get that. So then why don't you learn something else? I can't because that's not learning. So they get caught in this. It's bombshell insane. It's really insanity, and they learn nothing because they think they have to learn this. They can learn this, so they don't learn anything. That's one little prod that happens. And there's a lot of them. They need help. They need help. But we have to grow them. How do we even get into all this stuff? We're talking about Yira.
We all need help in that issue in some way, shape, or form.
Okay. And there's a lot of things that we've even from the way we were grew up in our parents' home with a lot of things, the way we look at money, the way we look at relation, the way we look at a lot of things is based on how we learned when we were kids. And lav dafka, that's emes, first of all. Second of all, who knows if that works personally with my personality, and who knows if the mahalach you learn works with the other people you're dealing with. We have to use our brains. We forgot. We think whatever we got in the past, that's it. We got that. That's like MS in a certain way. And we have to move on to other topics. Even though when we live with certain ways that we learned when we were younger and we're teaching it to the next generation and it's not working, no, it's supposed to work. You're broken. My way works. But it's not. Yeah, but it's supposed to. Yes, very good. But it's not. But they'll hold on. They'll like every other... It's well, him.
Supposed to, but- Yeah.
It's this generation.
There you go again with the finger pointing.
Yeah, the funny one. This generation. Well, yeah, this generation. You have to deal with them. You can't try. All right, we'll continue tomorrow.
I love it.
Should we go back there?
No. Start again tomorrow.
Yeah. Our department had a whole retreat on how to educate and deal with this generation, the young generation.
Yeah, you guys are dealing with brains.
You can't do it the other way. Good. Well, your brain's always ready. You may not be ready, but your brain's ready to change. And
right.
And to
it's made of plastic, no?
Well, not made of plastic.
No, I'm joking.
No,
I'm joking.
No, it's a concept.
But it is, but we have to be willing. And if a person's not an open vessel, an open kli, he can literally do the same thing a million times and it doesn't work, hoping that every... No, but it's going to work this time. But it's going to work this time.
Insanity.
It's insanity. But it's funny, when it's a good thing... We stop it. Meaning, if a person tells you, you just keep, you know, plugging it, like keep learning or keep davening, whatever it is, or keep davening, emuna, after 6-7 times, we stop. It's not going. Yet, when something's broken, when we have a certain insanity in our head, we will do it till we die, even though it's not working. We'll keep going again and again and again. Same mahalchus, same. It's like Groundhog's Day, you know? The same with the kids, the same with the, again, 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 never changing. Yet, when it comes to something ruchnius or something good, after 5 times it doesn't work, we stop. We don't keep going like we do with the broken stuff.
Because it's hard.
I think the
because we like to live in the world of broken. Maybe the doc could tell us why that is. I don't know, but this is what happens. It's crazy.
Positivity bias spoke about that just a little bit.
Why
we fear more than we feel positivity.
Oh,
it's not the same thing.
You mentioned that in an interview
Fear of success.
People
oh,
have fear of being successful.
That's not. That. I wouldn't call that the.
But not like. I mean, like, once you get there, sometimes like to believe in yourself to actually. You can do
that's
it.
Even to get started.
Yeah.
Now, this is a different. This is a different onion. This is a person. He wants something, yeah. But he's It's not strong. He gives up after a few times not getting it because if it doesn't come to me easy, I don't want it. I don't want it. But if something's already in the system and it's broken, again, it's in the system already, but it's broken, he will stick with it forever. When something's not in the system and it takes effort, after a few times he's done.
Isn't it when it's the most juicy?
Most juicy.
When it doesn't work.
I mean, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu saying you want to be strong, you gotta lift the heavy weights. Otherwise, you'll just if you lift, a guy wants to work out, and wants to build muscles, and he goes in the first day, and he lifts 10 pounds. He's like, oh my god, this is so hard. I'm done. Like, very good. So you're never gonna build the muscles. It's very simple. You could always use the gym as an easy muscle for this.
Best muscle.
It's the best muscle. You got to put the effort in. You got to stay in day in and day out. You got to slowly increase the. Or else you're just not gonna make a gym. Yes.
Also, there's different types of weightlifting. You could do heavy weights and break down different types of muscle. There's like the heavy weights, and then you could do lighter weights, higher reps, like mamish consistency.
Yeah, but Kies being
breaks down different. I always do weights
a lot, and I start off high, like the high, whatever it is, the heaviest, and go down to zero weights and just air. But my arms are extremely heavy at that point.
So like the opposite triangle. There's like a thing, right?
Yeah. But it's cool because you can learn. I'm saying it's all panemius.
Of course, it is. Everything is because it's not. It's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu built systems in this world. It's the blueprints. And then when you put weight so it fills into the middle.
You break down your muscles, that's when it rebuilds and gets stronger.
Yeah, this isn't everything. I mean, again, Kadosh Baruch Hu, like there was a mice with the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he was, someone asked him, but someone asked him, how do you know, how to tell someone, surgery, no surgery, like how do you know, you're a doctor? I was like, no. He said, how do you do that? So the Rebbe basically said that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world. And he's like, when you have an architect, the architect has the blueprints, right? And even though he doesn't know actually how to build, but he has the blueprints. If you know the blueprints, then you could figure, even if you don't actually know how to build. So he was saying something like that, like, I understand the blueprints of creation. Even though I never went to doctor school, I know, how to, again, I didn't say it well at all.
No, it's perfect.
It's something like that. I mean, once you know the systems, the panemius involved, everything is layer upon. Like, imagine you have blueprints. Again, it's not going to work 100% of the mushroom, but let's say you have blueprints for a house, right? With the lines and all that zachen. And you put a plastic, translucent, right, page over it that has a built-out house. So it's going to fill up the lines into what it's supposed to look like. But you can also, in a certain way, put a picture of a body on top of those blueprints. And it's also going to fill out in a certain way. Because the blueprints, the actual blueprints is not really of the house. I mean, we have to imagine, it's a different, the blueprints looks like Keser, Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Bur. Those are the actual blueprints. So when you put a house over it, it's going to come out in a certain way. You need a Yesoda foundation, you need a Keser, you need a, and then you put the same, using the same blueprints, you put a picture of a human being, or his mind, or his heart, or his Dibur. All of that is going to have the same blueprints everywhere. All right. That's what we're doing here. All right, we'll see you.